From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras here in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Jasmine Garst in Mexico City.
And we're starting in a very mellow mood, but I can guarantee you in this new music show today, it's going to get a little raucous, a little funky.
That's a promise.
We're starting with this really nice mix from a movie called The Crumbles, a very small independent movie. The music is written by a guitarist by the name of Quetzal Flores. Let's hear him play. I've put together three little snippets of incidental music from the movie. This is Intro, then Crybaby Bottom, and Yemaya in dub from Quetzal Flores. Okay, you may have been able to hear three very distinct songs on there. That was Intro, Crybaby Bottom, and Yemaya in dub. And like I said, they're very small little snippets of incidental music from this film called The Crumbles.
Wait, what do you mean by incidental?
Incidental music is a music that's written for the scene and not songs that are played within the music.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Soundtracks usually have songs that you can buy on a CD or they're featured in the movie. Incidental music is all the stuff, you know, that John Williams wrote for Star Wars and all that. That's all incidental music.
We've played Quetzal before on the show.
Quetzal is a group from Los Angeles. They were formed in the 1990s. They were one of the first indie bands to really mix Mexican music, rock, and, you know, the jarocho that we're so fond of. They were doing it back then. And in fact, last year, they won a Latin Grammy for the best urban and rock alternative band from their album Imaginaries on the Smithsonian label. So they're a very well-known and respected band, and Quetzal is a guitar player and formed the band. In Los Angeles, my guitar player friends just love this guy, and you can hear some of that in this music from the film.
That's so cool. Thanks for bringing this in. Nice mix, Felix. DJ Felix Filifi or whatever.
Jasmine, that last track of that little mix that I put in was called Yemaya in dub. And I wanted to include that because this next song that you brought, the video has a theme of Caribbean Santeria, and Yemaya is one of the Afro-Cuban Santeria deities.
And for listeners who don't know, just let's say what Santeria is. It's like this very Caribbean religious tradition. It's like a syncretism between Catholicism and a lot of African, especially West African influences. Right, Felix?
Yes, you are correct, Jasmine. And those influences include the drumming and the Nigerian-based language used in the vocals you just heard in the lyrics of that song, Yemaya in dub. Okay, Jazz, let's move on, but let's stay in the Caribbean. What did you bring next?
Okay, this is Harina de Marco from Dominican Republic, and Spell on You.
Down, baby, down, baby, underground. Never know. Watch you tip the crowd, no pale. to beaches. I'm from La Isla and San Panorisa. Got you on lockdown, it's over. Who's starving now? Let's go down, down, baby, downtown. Maybe underground, you never know. Got you took the crowd, no hell no, no. Now you're trapped, cause I put a spell on you. You got no control of it, got to anything that you do. So trapped. On your voodoo, you get out of me. Now you're trapped, cause I put a spell on you. You got no control of it, got to anything that you do. So trapped, don't you ever fuck with me. Put back juju on your voodoo, you get out of me.
Maya lae, maya lao. Tu mae bruja, también soy yo. Maya lae, maya lao. Tu mae bruja, también soy yo. Maya lae, maya lao. Tu mae bruja, también soy yo.
Obviously, Felix, there's like a really a hip hop beat to it, but I feel like she stayed really true to the original, you know, to that kind of almost like 1940s swing to it.
Well, you know, the original was written by a guy named Screamin' Jay Hawkins. And what we heard in the background was some of those little R&B horns in the background, the bop, bop. What I liked about this song is that she took a lot of liberties with the original song, because I had to listen twice to hear any remnants of the original song.
Yeah, we had this whole debate about whether it contained the original Screamin' Jay Hawkins version.
And it doesn't sound anything like it.
I think it does. I think it's pretty true to the original.
Okay, obviously we don't see eye to eye or ear to ear on this one. So so let's play a little bit of the original and let you listeners decide, do you hear a little bit of the original in this version?
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up? I ain't lying. Yeah, I can't stand. Woo! No running around. I can't stand. No putting me down. I put a spell on you.
The original is so good. It's so sexy because it's so domineering, you know? It's just this person telling you, you know, you belong to me. I put a spell on you, you know? It's a very domineering, sexy song. And she takes it kind of in another direction. I think she has like this Betty Boop, Gwen Stefani coup, you know? And but then she goes really well into a growl. And you know what I also love about this is she, at towards the very end of this song, she uses West Side Story's America, the song, I Want to Live in America.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about this, Felix. I actually had never seen West Side Story.
Yeah, that was it was hard for me to understand.
Well, you know, I'm not from the U.S., I guess, and I, you know, I'll probably do it this weekend. I saw the clip of the song America, and I just wanted to know what you thought about West Side Story, because it just seemed really cheesy and like, not, I don't know, it didn't feel like a really accurate portrayal of the Puerto Rican community, but I don't know, how did people here react to that movie?
Well, you know, it's iconic for a number of reasons. If you put it in its place during the time when it was presented, and that there were very few presentations of Latino culture, because this was originally a Broadway play. So they used some of those elements to have these gangs, the two sides, the Romeo and Juliet aspect of it. So it was going to be, incidentally, black and white, but they changed it to Puerto Rican and white because it was based in New York, obviously on Broadway. And, you know, it was very, very, some of it was stereotypical, some of it was not even close to an accurate portrayal. But in conversations with people and things that I've read, you know, it really was one of the first times that the large Puerto Rican community in New York was like, wow, look at that. We're at least talked about on Broadway, that we're subject of something that became very, very popular, became very big in the mainstream culture. Obviously, worlds away from In the Heights, which came out a couple of years ago, which was, in fact, a more detailed and accurate depiction of contemporary Latino culture in New York. But another thing that it did is that it launched the career of the actress Rita Moreno, who is one of the few actresses that has won an Oscar, an Emmy, and a Grammy, a triple threat. And it launched her into this stardom, into this level of Hollywood for young people coming up and saying, look, there's somebody I can aspire to. There's a role model. There's someone that I can follow in this entertainment path. And she blazed a lot of trails for other young Latino and Latina actors and actresses to go and follow their dreams. So West Side Story is definitely a mixed bag. There's good and there's bad. You brought something in from an artist by the name of Sara Ebe.
Yes, Sara Ebe is an Argentine rapper, and she was sent to us by a listener. And, you know, now is a good time to tell our listeners, you guys, man, you guys really educate us every day. I mean, it's, you guys really know your music, and it's such a pleasure to receive emails and Facebook messages and tweets about these new bands and artists that, you know, there's so much great music out there. How we don't know all of it. So thank you so much for sending this. This is Sara Ebe and the song Puentera.
Siempre en el camino. Tequila, me encuentro con un lobo cada vez que hay esquila. Ah, el lobe, esto es Sara E. B-boyer de la calle dando killer al ballet. Bájalo de internet, que muera la compañía y que viva la planta de coca y el fernet. Esa gente ama el dinero, pero apunta a la tierra el corazón del cocalero. Un graffiti guerrillero, el DJ dispara scratch en la nación del montonero. Cuesta mucho todo a la rapera y al rapero. Oh yeah, sabio es el que cambia de idea y acepta la visión del contrincante en la pelea. Le gusta que la mire, no quiere que la vea. No necesita nada, no hay guita y pinta con brea. Te gusta si marea, creíste que moría, pero sigue vigente siempre quien más callejea. Suelo equivocarme y cambiar de opinión. Voy de bondi en bondi, no creo en el avión. Cultura es la del tren, que no importe con quién. Viviendo en soledad, siempre con gente alrededor. Así crecí, con mi estilo crazy. Hasta que me muera, desde que nací. Anoche soñé con casas y flores. En esta vida lo peor es que me ignores y llores. En cada luna llena pido que no haya dolores. Anoche soñé con tu hermana. Hay amor en el ambiente, pero tu piel es demasiado y yo soy muy transparente. Ramiro J en el beat como siempre. Me gusta cuando se espera algo diferente. Una guerra en Medio Oriente, la gente está presente y cansada, militarizada, dando batalla con el cuerpo a aquel eterno presidente impaciente. El cambio mundial es urgente. El conflicto climático está dentro de tu mente inconsciente. Yo fui la reina del reviente, pero ya somos grandes y pasamos simplemente, simple, de de repente. Hicieron la campaña en el desierto, mapuches, ranqueles, tehuelches, hay 14.000 muertos, ancestrales el acierto, las almas y el espíritu en el aire no se ven pero son ciertos. No era así, lo que tenía que venir. No era así, lo que tenía que venir. Sangre de colonia, Pampa, Cuyo, Patagonia. Se habla de raza, ¿qué raza? La raza que quedó, la raza a la que se le metieron por la sangre, la raza que mataron. Algunos los trajeron, a otros los llevaron. La historia del colono es la verdad que se inventaron. ¿Qué pueblos resistieron? ¿Qué suelos invadieron? Cambiaron el destino el año en que desembarcaron.
Pa, vamos al infierno, infierno, infierno.
Another strong female rapper.
Yeah, that's interesting. I had this conversation with, man, we talk about Juan Data a lot. He's a lot. but anyway, I was having this really interesting conversation with him about female rappers. And there's a lot of Latin music critics who say, you know, what's up with Latin rap? It's all females. You know, it's such a female-heavy genre. And these really awesome women, you know, Mala Rodriguez, Ana Tijoux, Ariana Puello, and, well, I love Sara Eve. But what he was saying was, ojo, careful with that theory, because what it is a lot of times is that because Latin rap is, you know, they're trying to market it, record labels are trying to market it to a U.S. audience, they use women a lot because women are more marketable and they can package them as like this very sexy or exotic. I don't know, you know, maybe that's true. I mean, women probably are more marketable than men, but I do have to say, I don't know, props to women who are just rocking it in Latin hip hop, you know?
Well said, Jasmine. Now we have another track that you brought in by the band La Vida Bohème that you're pretty excited about.
I am so excited that their album Será was nominated for Best Rock Album in the Latin Grammys. Well, you've heard this. We actually did a first listen. NPR Music does these first listens in which it's like we stream the entire album a week before its release so listeners can hear the entire album. And it's such a beautiful album. I mean, it's so epic. It's operatic almost. And it's like this Latin American opera prima. You know, every song has this narrative, you know, put together. And it could almost apply to any country, any situation in Latin America right now. But it's really hard not to read into it as a reflection of Venezuela's political situation, because it's a Venezuelan band. Now, they have one song, Hornos de Cal, which is nominated for Best Rock Song. But I brought this song, El Futuro Funciona, The Future Works, because I love this song so much. Thank you.
Very adventurous sonically. I love the band because they write great music, but they put in all kinds of different sounds and textures to their music, and I just have so much respect for the band.
Well, and I love this because it's just very industrial pop, which is something they experimented with in their last album. You know, they started experimenting with that kind of very grimy industrial dance music. It's those like heavy beats and machinery sound, you know? And it's awesome because the song is called The Future Works, and the chorus line is, "I've seen the future works. I've seen the future works." And it has this very like dystopic, disenchanted vision of the future. Like it's almost like a Mad Max.
Musically, there were a lot of textures to that song, like we talked about. But basically, there was a driving beat behind it. And this next song you brought in has the same thing.
Felix, I have to bring something you're going to hate every show.
Speaking of a driving beat.
It's driving you insane.
This is called Hawaii by Astro. Okay, I'm going to leave the studio for a little while this song plays, and then
you
just tell me when it's over, and I'll come back.
Come on. Stop it. You love it.
Oh,
Okay, are you telling me this doesn't make you slightly happy or get you in like a good mood?
You know, well, I gotta tell you.
Because I hear this and I get so happy.
I will admit that I'm hearing this music through different ears only because of you. I am trying to find a place in it for myself to appreciate it. And I can hear how it would make you happy and make you dance around
the room. It's so cheerful and bouncy. And no, seriously, what do you hate about this?
It's not that I hate it.
You said you needed to leave the room.
Well, okay, I was exaggerating. You know, again, if you lived through it, see, for you, it's a retro sound. If you lived through it at the time, that music was so pervasive. These guys, actually, I'll give them credit. They breathed a new life into it because when the bands that I heard in the 80s that I didn't care for, it was so cold and machine-like. It was so synthesized. It was at a time when electronic drums were happening, where all these electronic keyboards were coming through. There was less of, I thought, a musical soul to it, and it was more machine-like, and it was just all, it just sounded soulless
to
me.
Okay, just relax.
But
just
I will give this band props because they certainly breathed a lot of happiness and life into this song. So, you know, I'll listen to it. I'll stay in the room.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for gracing us with your presence.
We're going to...
I brought a palate cleanser because I just knew that you were going to have like an aneurysm when you heard that.
Yeah, right. No doubt. So
I brought a little palate cleanser. This is Juan Cirerol and the song... I'm not going to say the name of the song. Let's see if you can guess where Juan Cirerol is from. So I guess what he's trying to tell us is he's from Mexicali. This is Juan Cirerol, who, man, this dude is just brilliant. He's like a Bob Dylan, Iggy Pop of Mexican folk rock. And he just has that very, I don't know, like I'm about to keel over and pass out. But before I do that, let me sing you a little song.
And what I thought was fascinating about this song, if we go back and listen, you can hear the whole song on our website at npr.org/alllatino. Listen to the guitar playing, because he's playing like a bajo sexto rhythm on the guitar. It's a guitar, which is the rhythm guitar of the Mexican conjunto sound.
Right.
And instead of a accordion, there's a harmonica. So he brilliantly broke this song down to Mexican folk music, but added his own touch to it, and with different instrumentation. Instead of bajo sexto, it's a guitar, which is very similar.
You know, I love that. You know, I love that. Anywhere you go in Latin America, there's cover bands. You know, even I'm living in Mexico City, and there's, in my neighborhood, there's a ton of cover bands, and they just basically rehash, I don't know, like Bob Dylan or Iggy Pop or all these icons of English language rock, and they get rehashed, and it's just a cover band. But then what I love is when you get someone like this who, you know, definitely has influences from American rock, but who just really makes it their own and just really adds their own flavor. I mean, that's creativity. We have a treat to finish
the
show.
We do have a treat. This is a song from the soundtrack to the new film Machete Kills. It's by a guy named Brian Ramos, who is the mastermind behind Master Blaster Sound System. This is called Tele.
Mexico, brothers and sisters, on the way we go. No le haces si eres rico, pobre, pégale raso y recibirás doble. Viendo el agua que va a ahogar, ¿quién va a defenderlo de la gente ya? Ni un ejército nos va a parar.
Todos los países del mundo, todos juntos, somos humanos. Son pocas las diferencias entre nosotros.
El pobre pierde cuando el rico gana. Nunca va a parar hasta fusible y bala.
The rest of the album rocks just like this. It's the film is directed by Robert Rodriguez, who is also a musician, and he has a band called Chingon. I think I can say that, Chingon. I just did. And we're going to let the music take us out and remind listeners that you can hear every song we played in its entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Listen to our stream, Alt Latino Radio, 24/7 at npr.org/music. I am a very rockin' Felix Contreras.
And here in Mexico City, I'm Jasmine Garst.